Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 Crown Talk listeners. Crown Talk with Burgundy Season 2 is a radio talk show that places emphasis on the art of pageantry. We will explore the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beauty of this impeccable sport. Every 2 weeks, we will interview pageant coaches, title holders, directors, sponsors, family members, community service leaders, and discuss how we can empower others to strive for excellence in achieving goals. Lastly, but not least, we will have tips, advice, and ways that ongoing assessment is always taking place in order to exemplify excellence for the individual self and as a collaborative team. So sit back, kick off your shoes, relax, and shake it off while enjoying the show. Hey, 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 Crown Talk listeners. We are back live with Miss Pat Miller. How are you doing?
I am well. And you?
Doing good. Well, we have a few more questions from everybody sending in so many questions to our email. Thank you, listeners, for participating, and viewers, you as well. So our next question is from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You have owned and operated multiple businesses in the past. What has given you the drive to hold a successful international pageant?
Well, you know, I always said it's great to be an employee for somebody else, but when you become the employer and knowing that no matter what you do, you have to motivate yourself every day, there's just something in that after you've done it for so many years that you just keep going. My husband and I have owned many businesses. We've owned flower shops, we've owned furniture stores, grocery stores, we've worked a lot of network marketing businesses, and I think there almost has to be a drive that's born in you to be able to persevere and to motivate yourself. What I think has motivated me most through all of that is as an employer, I get the opportunity to help change people's lives, whether I'm helping them financially because they get a check on Friday or whether I'm helping them emotionally, physically, or maybe witnessing to them spiritually. I get the chance to help change people's lives. And I would have never guessed that I would have been a pageant director because I was always tomboy growing up, that type of thing. So pageantry and being real girly was never something I was ever, you know, involved in or that seemed to be a part of me. But as my daughters got involved in pageantry and they were doing lots of big national pageants and winning titles, we had to figure out a way to pay for those because they are, you know, can be very expensive to do. So one day we decided to hold a pageant as a fundraiser, and we started having so much fun. We were like, oh, this would be great. So that's why we started our pageant system, and now it has led into pure international pageants. And just knowing that we've had so many people contact us, not only from the United States but many other countries since we began our pageant system, has kind of given us the drive to move forward and try to reach out in other parts of the world. I mean, our pageant system, we are a Christian-based organization, and we just want to not only share the love of Christ to others, but just to show others how to love and how to accept love given to them. So just knowing that we can go out and help people in this platform is very moving to us. Well, I mean, we just love it as a family.
Well, I believe it's immaculate how you have a Christian-based pageant system. And, I mean, it's a little rare to see that in the pageant world, and I think it's immaculate how you have grown, your organization has grown into an international pageant, because I remember before we were talking about, you know, it was pure America's pageant, and it's grown into an international pageant, and it's on its 5th year anniversary, so I think it's been a wonderful and electrifying pageant system so far, and I know you have so many other endeavors that's going to happen as that pageant grows and so many girls that will get to hold that title.
Well, thank you. We're very, very excited. We actually just signed our first international title holder from Puerto Rico, and we have had quite a few inquiries since then, so we're very excited. But like I said, we just announced our international status in February, and our birthday was on February 28th. So we are blessed, and we are thankful, you know, that God is using us to be able to go out there and put a platform out that people can, you know, if they want to be in an organization where they can worship Christ and feel like, you know, it's okay, they're around people that's not going to criticize them for that. We want them to feel that way. And, you know, we've also had, I actually had a lady in my pageant system who was an atheist, and she said, you know, is that okay that I do that? And I just said, well, you know what? If you were involved in an organization and I became a part of it, I have to respect you and that mission. I just ask the same thing of you. And we have become great friends. So, you know, you don't have to be a Christian to do a Christian organization. You just have to share the love of Christ and love one another.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on to a little more, a different matter. Now, we wouldn't be a pageant talk show without talking about the good and the bad. Now, we have talked about the good in the past, and we're talking about the good right now, but we want to get in the heart and the soul of the pageant industry and see what really are some things that have come and gone. So, for example, how do you feel about directors tampering with judges? I know that I was at a pageant recently, and the judges came up to the contestant and asked her where her new crown and sash was, and the funny thing about it was what's going on between the judges, chamber, and the director, because the girl looked shocked, like, I just got first runner up, I'm wearing my sash, and they was like, oh, and it was really crazy. So what are your thoughts about, you know, the judges tampering or the directors tampering with it?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, there are a lot of industries out there where there is not a lot of honesty, and unfortunately that happens in pageantry as well. I'll just tell you my experience and what we do at Pure International Pageants. First of all, we have never tampered with any scores, and nor would we ever want to do that, because, first of all, we realize we answer to a higher power than than a parent or a girl that's going to wear the crown, number one. But number two, I don't believe that a director should when my people come in, my judges come in, I go in and I give them an orientation. Once I've given them that orientation, I have a chairperson who oversees all of those scores. If there is anything wrong, they bring it back to those judges, and those judges are aware every moment they're going to know who's going to be crowned. I encourage my judges to stay and watch crowning so that they know what's going on as well. Unfortunately, I know of some other directors who have done that. They've been caught changing scores and things behind stage. In my opinion, they should be fired from the organization, and if you're the director or the owner of the pageant system and you've done something like that and it gets out, I mean, you're just hurting yourself. People are not going to come back to your pageant system, and you know, you're just going to be the one that loses out. But just like with anything, dishonesty, you know, never pays off. In the end, it's going to bite somebody somewhere. So truly, that is a hands-off situation for me. Even when I have my national pageants, once I assign my chairperson to my judges, I actually don't even have a conversation with my judges throughout the week. I don't eat dinner with them or anything. I might go by and say hello, shake their hand, thank you for being here, but I do everything in public. I don't have private meetings with my judges unless it would be a major, major emergency in which I take witnesses in with me as well. I believe one way to head that off is also electronic scoring. I know there are different organizations out there like Tally Genie, which was formerly pageanttally.com. You can check with an organization like that, and because you can also have somebody there that oversees that. I think it's also sorry, I've got a cold. I think it's also great if you have somebody checking your numbers that maybe, you know, you have extra tabulators there to check everything as well. But I do believe that is wrong, just like any other type of cheating in a system would be wrong.
And in addition to what you're saying, I think it's a breath of fresh air just hearing you know, different pageant directors saying that they don't do that, that's not part of the ruling, because it has happened to a lot of girls, and it's not a thrilling feeling at all that happens to them, and it's very frustrating, just not to the girl, but it's also frustrating to the parent, because they know, and even if it's their state director, preliminary director, they know how hard they have worked, and to see that title be stripped away, and sometimes given to somebody that may not do as good of a job as they knew they could have done. It really is heartbreaking, and it's something that, you know, is very disappointing. So hearing that your system definitely doesn't do that, that's a breath of fresh air. And I'm so glad that you all don't do that.
I had a lady one time who, one of the nationals that we had, we had a lot of girls from one state. And when you have more girls, your odds from one state, your odds may be a little higher that somebody from that state could actually win a title. And I'll never forget, I have this lady who tagged me socially on Facebook, and she said, you know, you shouldn't have let those all those girls from that one state have those titles. You should have just broken up and give it to like the next state so that all the titles were spread across the United States. And my answer to her was, no, that's unethical. If somebody earns a title, I don't care where they're from, what they do, if they're rich, if they're poor, I don't care about the ethnicity, I don't care about the religion, I don't care any of that. If they earn that title, they get it. And, you know, there have been times I've had title holders and I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, oh, Jesus, you know, how are we gonna work through this? But I do know that no matter who you get as a title holder or whoever your director is, if you are a contestant, that there is a lesson in everything and that you can use that to help yourself grow or help somebody else grow. I mean, I've even earned titles of my own, and I'm thinking after I won, I'm like, Lord, you know, did I do the right thing entering this pageant? Because maybe I found something out that didn't set well with my spirit. And, you know, God just said, you know what, I've put you here for a reason. So no matter who your title holders are, you have to work with them. You have to help them grow and help them learn, just like they might help you. And I think if you will just, you know, you'll just sit back and let, well, if you're a Christian and believe it, let God work, things will work themselves out, and I think things will be okay in the end.
Yeah, it is an unethical situation, and it is sad and bitter. But on the bright side, as I said, there's the good and the bad. They can always go to another pageant, and, I mean, they may pick them.
Yes, exactly.
But on to another matter that is an issue into our pageant industry. What would you say to individuals who think that pageants are a bad influence on women?
Well, the first thing I would want to say to them was, how many pageants have you been in? How many pageants have you participated in? And what has been your experience? Because a lot of people don't speak out of experience. They speak out of gossip, and they speak out of just things that maybe they've seen on TV, or maybe they've seen drama between mothers and daughters and things like that. First of all, when I first, my daughter's, well, just to be honest with you, the reason we started our pageant system was because of a bad experience my daughter had in a huge national system. And I told my daughters, I said, if we would ever do anything like this again, this is something that I would not allow to happen. So I think the perspective of what a lot of people see, especially what they used to see on TV, is all they think that pageantry is. You know, and there is some of those who think that it's more of a sexist thing because, you know, it's about selling the outer beauty and not the inner beauty. And I think you as a title holder have to stop and think, or a parent, if you're going to put your child in, or if you're even thinking about pageants, you need to stop and you need to look and you need to investigate a pageant system. I know personally when myself or my daughters go to participate in a pageant, the first thing we do is we look at their mission. And, you know, we're going to check them out on Facebook. We're going to talk to other title holders and say, you know, what's been your experience? Not everybody's going to have a positive experience with a pageant, but for the most part, most people do. One thing that we really emphasize is how to deal with not winning the crown, because not everybody can walk away with the rhinestone. I mean, the real crown's in your heart, so you've got to be able to deal with the fact that you might not walk away with it on your head, but you've got to walk away with it in your heart.
Do your research, ladies, or men that are in the pageant world, do your research. If you don't win, learn from your experience. There's always a reason why you're going to a pageant. It's just not to get, I mean, of course you do want to win the crown, and as you said, Miss Patty, it's in your heart. But you also want to learn. Learn from each experience that you go to, each pageant that you go to. You can learn and do so many great things with the title that you either have won or that you're going to win.
Exactly.
But,
you know, I actually just had a conversation with a lady who was interested in participating in our pageant. She's a very, very, very sweet lady, and she was telling me about some pageants that her daughters have done, and she was sharing with me that her daughter was in California at a pageant last year, and she didn't win the pageant, but she was able to experience meeting some homeless people who were actually trying to work and still be able to make their way and not be out on drugs and do different things and do things that were illegal. They were actually trying to help themselves, and she talked about how her daughter was so moved that when they came back home that they started an organization to help these to help people in their area with the same type of situation. So, you know, to her, to this mother, this child learned way more than she would ever learn by wearing the crown. So every situation is different again. And yes, you know, you just have to, you have to stop and think, you know, what will I learn? You have to go into it saying, okay, if I don't win this crown, what do I want to learn from this? What do I want to gain from this? Because everybody has something to offer you. You just have to be willing to accept it and use it and to grow with it.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Pat. I really enjoyed having you on tonight.
Well, thank you. I enjoy it very much as well. And if I can help anybody, let me know. If you would like to learn more about my pageant system, you can just visit at pureinternationalpageants.com, or you can call my office at 740-709-1612.
Thank you. You have a wonderful night.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Burgundy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, remember, ladies and gentlemen, you're never too young to be a role model. So let's shake it off and get busy in our community.